This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We have Pastor Butch Parr here and John W. Spring. Pastor Butch, I asked you a question. You were running away there for a second. Now, if you actually look at the simplicity of good and evil, it's a lot more simple than people think. In other words, if you get read down to it, the message Jesus had could be taught to a three-year-old, couldn't it? Pastor Butch, are you back?
Yes, I'm right here.
Yeah, I think the message of Jesus could be taught to a three-year-old, though people rise above it, and they think they have their own idea of how to do, quote, good and evil. Now, I remember the quotation in Genesis 3 that Eve was deceived by the snake in the garden. That's why we talked about the snake people just recently with St. Patty's Day, because they got rid of the snake people. He drove out the snake people, which are druids. And by the way, we have a druid president. We have a druid Donovan who inaugurated him in the White House. We have a druid pope. All snake people, and the Vatican, the International Monetary Fund, Schultz, who work with Essen Corporation in Nazi Germany and the Tool, they're all druids, they're all snake people. And good and evil is actually really simple. I mean, if you actually get down to its basics, good is doing God and adding an extra O. That's it. In other words, praying and having a relationship with God and asking him what his opinion is, what's right. For example, killing babies and seniors is bad. Destroying the environment is bad. He says in Revelation 11:18, I shall come back to destroy those that destroy the earth. In other words, God's not just going to whip us away to heaven. He's going to destroy those who are destroying the earth.
Well, and people don't... You were talking before on the air, too, about grace, and that's something people, a lot of people would want to believe. They believe they can abuse grace and still think they're right, but a grace is not a license to sin. Grace is to cover the mistakes we do when we're trying to live right.
Exactly. In other words, grace is not something you can violate. In other words, if I get up in the morning and I recognize I'm a sinner, but what I do is to walk with God, I have to basically say, okay, if you stay close to me, you'll be fine. You're walking along a cliff, okay? But if you don't stay close to me, you're going to fall off the cliff. Well, that's the problem, you see. And falling off that cliff might be involved with drugs or prostitution or violence or war or making the wrong choices. To give an example, a good example is our current president. Now, one of the things that I've learned is I pray for those that do us evil, such as Joe Biden, because I don't want the man to go to the eternal place of sleep or annihilation, right? And as you pray for them, you give them a portion of grace, because we are the grace givers when we actually walk with God by praying for others, including not only ourselves but our family, when they deviate. And what God does is basically says, if you walk with me, I'll be there to protect you. I'll give you wisdom so you don't do the stupid decisions. But I'll supernaturally intervene at times to, say, heal your cancer or make you avoid something that would have been catastrophic, because I'll give you kind of an inspiration not to do something. And I don't think people understand that right now you can tell that our nation has lost grace. We're basically under judgment with Joe Biden here, aren't we?
We have been for a long time. He just increased it, that's all.
Right.
You know, the judgment is like the Bible called the woman in pain.
I'll tell you, in some ways it's actually good, because I see, when I talk to fellow Christians, there's also a big revival occurring under Biden. Yeah, people, even marginal Democrats who agree with some of the things he says, are completely freaked out now about what he's doing. And you have to understand that what's going on now, I would say if I had the 5 minutes to talk, the first thing I teach people, number one, is relationship with God, and grace, and the idea of what's good and evil. And you see how they're deceived. A lot of people are deceived. They feel like you can have this equality law where you kind of, increase, we call race relations with race equity law and all this other foolishness. It's not making things better. It's increasing racism. The same way with people that are sexually deviants. These are sick people. They're not normal people. Their neural pathways are not normal.
Right? We're told in the scripture that the devil comes to kill, destroy, and steal, kill, and destroy. Well, that's, right. what, that's what the enemy's doing right now. They're dividing the people, but right. from different manners, races, everything else. They're dividing the people because the divided house can't stand. Christ said so.
Well, I see that happening in America. In fact, the latest comment I heard from Biden today when he's doing his speech is that we have a divided nation by the GOP. No, the demon rats, I don't call them Democrats anymore, the demon rats are racing ahead by doing things that are literally bringing the destruction of America. Now they want to print trillions of dollars for this crazy green agenda. They've opened the border up, so we have no southern border. They have...
And I just read today that 45 million South Americans, 45 million are wanting to come to America.
Oh, I actually got a bigger number than that. The thing I got last year, this is before this crisis here, just the start of the COVID, was 275 million people around the world. And a lot of these people arriving through Mexico are not Mexicans or Central Americans.
That's true.
They're from Iran and Syria and God knows where the hell else, you know, coming even from China. People realize these people coming and crossing the southern border, and the drug cartels, if you're from some place like the Far East, the cartels are charging a major bucks, $45,000 to $75,000, to bring you all the way through to the Mexican border so you can just walk across and say, hey, America, pay for my health care, pay for my apartment, put me in a hotel, feed me, give me medical care, whatever. Now, you know, I personally think we can help fix up these other countries. Like, I would go down and say, give them farm equipment, give them internet, build them schools, kill off the cartels, by the way. But our deep state is so deeply involved with the cartels, we're not going to do that because $2 trillion comes to the cartels through the NSA, CIA, etc. in the United States. So they benefit because a lot of corrupt politicians and corrupt deep state political, if you want to call it, activators are benefiting from the evil of drug cartels, even though 80,000 Americans die from Chinese drugs that come in that are manufactured and put together in factories in Mexico, run by the same cartels that we give weapons to. Like, remember Operation Fast and Furious? So what people don't understand is, and the biggest problem I find is the inactivity of churches. Churches are deaf. They're dead. They're not speaking out against the abomination of not only abortion, but an abomination of eldercide. For example, look what happened not just with Cuomo, but in 20 other states. These demon rats sent people back sick to the nursing homes to make sure they would die. They didn't test their vitamin D levels or zinc or anything to build up their immune system with even simple nutrition.
Well, you know, people forget Isaiah 4:6 clearly says that because we've forgotten our God and his laws, he will forget our children. When the church becomes ignorant of her duties or too lazy to do her duties, it destroys the nation itself. The church is a salt and light. We're the preservative. And if the preservative has lost its saltiness, it's good for nothing.
I think there's a quote in the Bible that talks about that we lose the savor when the church,
exactly. Yeah. Matthew chapter 5, and the church has lost its knowledge of the true word of God and our duties to our duties to God are to preserve his righteousness on this earth and spread his kingdom. We've forgotten it.
It's real simple. It's like Kol Nidre, which, you know, the Jew sacrifice, where they sacrificed an animal back, Kol Nidre, right? Remember with Yom Kippur? And the idea was that somehow you can be bad all year, and then you can sacrifice an animal and take away your sins. And then if you periodically sacrifice something, you can take away your sin, and you're still okay with God. And that is the most, that's the basis, that's the basis of Luciferianism. As I told people, I said, 95% of what Satan does looks, tastes, and smells good.
Of course it does. That's what appeals to the flesh.
Right.
Of course it does. And
yeah.
That's the whole key in people today, and we call the church, are not really the church of God, because by the fruits you shall know them. But we have no fear of the church in America. Now, I remember this has been 40 years ago, probably, or longer, 50 years ago. We had a senator in our state named Humphreys who said that the politicians feared the church. That's back in the 1950s. Well,
right.
Obviously, that's no longer true. They mocked the church, and they should, because Matthew 5 said, you'll be cast out and trodden under the foot of men. They'll laugh at you. They'll mock you. We've lost our power.
Well, I think that's a 501c3 thing. For example, one of the things about the rise of alternative media, which is you and me, which are real Christians, is we don't mind saying it, even though it puts us in vile danger of being killed, okay? I've been deplatformed off of YouTube and Vimeo and all the other places, Spotify, because I even just raised even medically-based facts. How dare you say those things, Dr. Deagle? Our tech guys with, you know, 45 minutes of going on the Internet know more than your half a century of medicine. Really? So, but it doesn't matter. Even if you're a decent person, and the problem is, you see, it's not just Christianity that's crushed. Even if there's decent aspects of even Islam or Judaism, they don't want any religion. They don't want any idea that there's a God or a creator. And our state wants to get rid of the idea of sex of male and female because their ultimate weapon, they have to get rid of the family. You can see it with the Democrats. This guy, Joe Biden, he's actually there putting males into women's sports. It's there. Well, what do you mean that you don't want girls anymore that they actually win at sports?
Well, this is the situation is that all societies are built on families. If you destroy the family, you destroy the foundation of the nation.
Exactly, yeah. In other words, the brick of God's kingdom is little families. The only thing sacred is not the church. It's the family, isn't it?
It is. And it is. That is the strongest fear in a society. If it's right. Ali, you lose everything.
Exactly. That's what Biden is trying to do here. Biden-Harris, I call the parricide. Do you like that? Parricide?
Yeah. By the way, Dr. Deagle, the governor of South Dakota.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family. Now, get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Josh Bernstein will be coming on here in a second here. Josh, are you there?
You get Josh up, then I'll let y'all be and have you all have a...
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, you're supposed to have Josh at the bottom of the hour. Oh, no, you're still here. It's only 20 after.
It's, I was wondering if I thought maybe you
had... Hey, I'm wondering. I'm looking at my watch. We had so much fun. I thought we were at the end. No. We get Josh at the bottom of the hour. Okay. So here's the solution. I'm going to lay out a solution. I want to hear your response. Number one, there's a pro se litigant course called How to Win in Court over in Deagle Network. if every person before they went off to a trade or went to high school was a pro se litigant, they'd file suits against their state politicians and to seize their property or make CEOs responsible for whether it's vaccines or not repairing the roadways or whatever, instead of wasting money on stupid crap. And so that's there's three boxes, the cartridge box, the voter box, and the witness box. The most important box is just like the witness box in the church, is the witness box of pro se litigant action of citizens, which is what makes Americans so damn strong, is because we can be witnesses against our own government right up to our leaders and our president. And because people just vote and then they expect their politicians to do things, they don't necessarily do what we want. They do what they want. In fact, that's why I call D.C. the District of Criminals. They get more money for prostitution than the highest paid, best looking prostitutes because they're just constantly trying to get more money. Donate to me. Donate, donate. Why do I have to donate to you? Why don't you just do your job? We'll give you a good fat salary. Don't ask me to donate to you. That's ridiculous. So, you know, do I have to donate to you?
We become basically a lazy people. We think we vote and we're done. No.
Exactly.
If you want to maintain liberty, it's a constant vigil.
Right. So my feeling is, number one. Number two is we need to start, I call moral local accountability. In other words, everybody should be, in a sense, deputized to your local sheriff if you have skill sets or your ex-police, whatever. So you know how to use a gun properly, you don't hurt yourself, you know how to store properly, you know how to grow food, you know how to be ready for disaster. Because if disaster strikes, whether it's Louisiana years ago was the biggest problem there, you have to be ready for that. And it's us citizens. The government's not going to come in with troops to protect us. It's us.
Yeah.
So number one is with personal responsibility for your local people, I call leaves. Like the quote in the Bible, the leaves of the tree are for the union of the nation. And the third thing I think is important, we need a new financial system that's not based on the IMF, because the Federal Reserve is neither federal nor reserve. It's run by the freaking snake people that run the world. We need a new financial system.
But people don't understand the Federal Reserve is not federal. It's private, and so is the IRS.
Right. In fact, when you get your check at night, I'm a senior citizen, and my daughter with Down syndrome, our checks are not issued by the U.S. government. They're insured by the International Monetary Fund. People don't know that.
Our congressman's senators are paid by the IMF. They don't work for us. They work for the IMF.
Right. And people understand that. They don't concern about taxes. Taxes only covers a percentage of their outlay. They actually, what they do is they just print money out of freaking thin air and hope that people will believe that the value of the dollar or whatever they're using is will still maintain. And the reason why they maintain controls, our military forces are mainly around the world to make sure that people adhere to the value that they've applied to the dollar, because they printed out of thin air. That's why Biden doesn't give a crap. If they want to print $100 trillion, we'll print it and we'll do whatever they want to do with it. See, people don't get this. They don't understand that we're in a form of IMF, I call snake slavery already. We need to have a system where we calculate the value of an economy, which is how many goods, how much food, how many services, other things you can do. And then they match it up to, say, precious metals like platinum, gold, silver. And you actually have coin, and you can translate it to a digital, but the digital has to be converted to something physical. This idea of having totally Bitcoin and so on, it's to me is craziness, because digital coin means slavery again.
It's all fiat. The paper is worth a piece of paper. The digital is worth less than that because there's nothing backing it. It's a glitch on a computer somewhere.
Right.
The computer crashes, you lose it all. But we've had fiat currency since 1964, and they took the silver out of the dollar. And I was just doing a demonstration the other day in church. In 1950, I have a 1950 $100 bill. I have it laminated. It says right on this that this is redeemable in lawful money. Down at the bottom it says to pay to the bearer on demand $50 in silver. Well, now you can take it to the bank today. You won't get $50 in silver. You get $50 in junk coin. But that $100 bill in 1950 is equal to $3,800 today's economy.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? I tell people right now, get silver coins and get gold. You know how much gold has increased since January, since Biden came in? Gold has increased 20%, and silver has increased 47% since January.
Silver went up tremendously.
Yeah, double. So if you're going to buy anything, I tell people, buy silver coin or get, debentures in silver, and be ready for the fact that they're trying to collapse the economy, because they want to eventually get it to where you're a slave, and they give you so much gruel, and they give you a guaranteed income, and they're going to give you printed meat that's made from bug carcasses, and you know what I call sewage water for your water, and then you better be happy with it, because if you don't behave yourself, then we withdraw that.
Yep, that's okay. That's the whole idea. If everything, see, if they take away even our paper money, you can no longer deal in what's called cash, paper money. That will take away all of your privacy. Up until now, I could buy something. I could buy a gun from you. Nobody even knows, because we have a private deal. But
right.
If it's digital, I can't do that any longer.
The reason why they want these vaccines is all of them contain a tracking chip. For example, the Moderna one.
Sure.
And eventually what they want to do is they want to put you on the Internet. If they could, they'd like to interface with your amygdala, your rage control nucleus, and even your cortex, so they can be like at a holodeck. They can insert ideas in your head. Or it might seem good, you can download a language skill or a sport event in your head. But at the same time, they're going to control your consciousness. That's why it says when you take the mark of the beast, you're going to be damned, because you're no longer going to be an independent human. You're just basically a cyborg animal controlled in cyberspace by this monstrosity.
Well, you will lose your desire to even know God.
Well, your God is a cyber God.
Yeah,
want cyber sex, you have a cyber sex prostitute will come into your head, and you can have prostitutional sex even though being physically touched.
That's almost being done now.
Well, they're working on it, you see, people don't understand that when that happens. I saw a movie years ago. It was called Coma, and people had decided in the distant future that they didn't want to live in the physical world. They live in a coma world where basically they've been put in comas, so they don't die or age, but they live in cyberspace thinking they have relationships with people, go to dinner with people, have sex, but they're in cyberspace. They're just laying in a coma state in a kind of a laboratory. Now, you know, the future is very dark. It's a satanic dark hell. And what people don't realize is at the end of life, when you go to hell, you don't get to play with Flip Wilson and Sammy Davis Jr., you know, like the old ideas of what hell was, right? It's called the eternal silence. In other words, hell is not a place of fire. Hell is a place of eternal nothingness.
Well,
God showed me that.
You don't understand that no matter which way you believe it is, it's going to be eternal torment in the fact that...
Oh, yeah. The torment occurs when you realize you're separated from God, because, you see, hell ultimately is simply separation from God. Now, a lot of people are aware that evil has already happened during their life, because they don't feel the spiritual pain because they don't understand it.
Yeah.
But separation from God, either during a life or when you're dying, is the ultimate horror of what's the point in life if there's nothing after it to their connection to the Creator.
That's very true. That destroys all motivation to do what's right.
Right.
All right, looks like...
Amazing stuff. Amazing show, yeah.
Hopefully next
we're in the tribulation. Praise the Lord. May the fire of revolt against evil happen. May we have a Bidenectomy. Remove him and Harris by a call. Ours first. A Bidenectomy. How's that?
Serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden held his first press conference Thursday after more than 2 months. The president answering questions on topics whether he will run. One of the main points of discussion was what's going on at the U.S.-Mexico border. President Biden saying it's not unlike any other year.
It happens every single solitary year. There is a significant increase number of people coming to the border in the winter months of January, February, March, It happens every year.
Customs and Border Protection releasing numbers that contradict President Biden. In 2019, 66,000 immigrants crossed the border. 2020, 30,000. And now 2021, more than 100,000. More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News. The South is bracing for another possible dangerous tornado outbreak today. A PDS, which stands for Particularly Dangerous Situation, a tornado watch is in place until 8 p.m. Central Time for parts of Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, and Georgia. The Storm Prediction Center is expecting numerous tornadoes and several intense tornadoes to touch down today. Police in Los Angeles are attacked as they attempt to clear out a homeless camp in a park.
Los Angeles police clashed with hundreds of protesters on Wednesday as officers moved in to close Echo Park's massive homeless encampment. The demonstrators, a mix of homeless people and activists, threw bottles and objects at officers who attempted to push them back from the park. Two unlawful assemblies were declared and dispersal orders were issued due to officers being assaulted with rocks, bottles, and smoke bombs. I'm Lance Pry from the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau.
You're listening to USA Radio News. Radio News.
Coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Coming back now. So, yeah, all around the country we need these audits, but also what I'm really pleased that I think over 30 states have actually changed in their voter laws, even in violation of the craziness of the demon rats trying to change the law so they can grab and make permanently, I call it democratic, they call it demon rat, communist state. I mean, and with all the high-tech stuff that the communist Chinese had didn't have 70, 80 years ago, or the Russians, any communism in America will be much more nasty than anything that ever occurred anywhere else. Right?
Well, the bottom line is we've got to fight against, you know, this overreach of them wanting to get rid of the filibuster and lower the threshold from 60 down to 50. If they do that and they take away our ability for a free and fair election and for our voices to be heard, we will use other means because we will be forced to in order to make sure that those voices are heard and that our freedoms are protected.
Right.
And we don't want to get to that point, but we may have to.
Did you hear the comments by Kamala Harris's daughter, who wrote a thing about the fact that she thought it was a white guy who was probably a Trump supporter? Now, it turned out he had a Muslim name, and she withdrew her tweet. I'm thinking, yeah, you want to say that people, because they're white, are Trump supporter maniacs. No, in fact, that's the exact opposite of the truth. Oh, they went down there and they had to get a small little clique of people that had embedded themselves where, you know, had MAGA hats and so on to cause trouble on January 6th. This guy was known to almost beat a guy to death in high school because he lost this wrestling match. And to be honest with you, we don't have a gun control problem. We have a tweet control problem. He was a twit. And, you know, the idea that we're going to somehow control guns and stuff is violence, they know it's a lie. They just don't want to make sure that there's no ability for us to rise up against them if they do something totalitarian that's so obscene that, you know, like in other countries, you can put it down, like in Australia or in Europe. For example, after Kristallnacht. I mean, Jews know this. After Kristallnacht, after they seized all their guns, because if they didn't, the Nazi Party probably would have been executed by the rising up of citizens alone, right?
Well, yeah, you're absolutely correct. And, you know, what we're witnessing right now is the fact that we have been captured, so to speak. Our government has been seized. And remember, this could never have happened without the help of the Republican Party. So the Republican Party, so basically what you had is you had the establishment in Washington together, collectively, take over our country and our nation. And they used the media, they used Hollywood, they used the Republican establishment, they used Democrats, they used, of course, social media, and they used the courts, and they used all of those against the people, the will of the people. And they decided, we don't care what your vote says, we have decided this is what we're going to do. And we can never allow that to happen again, because we are the power in this country, not social media, not the government, not the Washington establishment, not these other idiots out there in Hollywood and everywhere else. We are the power, and we're going to exert that power and forcefully do it if we have to, because we're not going to sit back and allow our country, our freedoms, our rights to be taken from us.
Well,
and the fact that this stumbling, bumbling, psychotic dementia patient literally said today that he's flattered, okay? He said he's flattered that illegal aliens are pouring into the country. Can you imagine that? He literally said that. He said, I'm flattered.
What a disgusting, satanic piece of shit. How's that?
He's worse than that. He's just worse than that. I mean, the guy's got to go in the worst way. And
let me give you a summary, and I want you to respond to this. We have three boxes. The first and most important box is a witness box. Everybody should have a pro se litigant course, this one, how to win in court. Everybody should be filing suits against corporations to make them liable for the vaccines or for not fixing things or for not properly responding to the needs of the public. Number two, everybody should have their cartridge box. They need to learn how to use their gun. There's a whole bunch of people, including Democrats, bought them. Join a gun association, join Gun Owners of America or NRA. I have blood to both. And learn how to do it properly so you don't hurt yourself and you properly store it. And number three, everybody better become more informed when they vote. I talked to so many Democrats who are solely freaked out by what Biden's doing. I thought he was moderate. I think, what a dumbass. How do you think this guy's moderate when he's a lying piece of shit? And you can hear from the statements going back to as long as 1992, he's going to believe in Agenda 21. Before he was demented and had vascular surgery on his brain. He's an evil bastard. He has been evil forever, and his family is so freaking corrupt. They're the icon of corruption. Just look at—he probably should have a badge on his chest, owned by Xi, and with a big smirking Chinese face on his chest, shouldn't he?
It's just sickening. Honestly, it's just sickening. He is so evil beyond all get out. And again, it's not just him; it's his entire administration. You know, they just have his hand. They just have their hand up his ass and are moving his vocal cords. But here's another thing that he said. I guess I should be flattered. People are coming because I'm the nice guy. That's the reason why it's happening, that I'm a decent man, or however it's phrased, because Biden is a good guy, Biden said. The truth of the matter is nothing has changed. Happens every single solitary year. There's a significant increase in the number of people coming to the border in the winter months of January, February, and March. Every year, he continued, the reason they're coming is that this time they're coming with the least likelihood of dying on the way because of the heat in the desert, number one. Number two, they're coming because of the circumstances in their country, in other words.
Yeah, but you know what?
Basically, what he's trying to say here is that I should be flattered that people coming across the border that could be terrorists, that could be rapists, that could be killers, that are drug smugglers, that are infected with diseases, not just COVID, are coming into our country illegally to kill American citizens and take over our resources.
I'm flattered
that they're doing it.
And how many kids fall off the top of the train trying to come up from Mexico through Mexico? How many people starve to death or get raped, these girls coming up? And he's flattered, the son of a bitch. Now, let me explain. I saw Tucker Carlson interviewing the director from El Salvador, the president there. And he said when Trump was in, They got crime reduced by 75%, and they were doing more investment into the country. Eventually, they want to build hotels and businesses and so on. What we need to do is make their countries, their beautiful countries, make them livable and safe and get rid of the cartels. But the cartels are tied to the deep state, the same bastards that are running the Hollywood and the big tech and the CIA and so on are getting the $2 trillion in the drug cartels. They're getting their cut. I guarantee these drug cartels would not be able to bring in carfentanil to America unless the CIA and NSA were getting their frigging cut, right?
361% increase, former DEA agent said, coming across the border in just the last 3 months. That is about 14 times more than all that came across the border in 2020. Now, you think that that's a coincidence? No, that's a direct result of these idiots in Washington not securing the border. And I hope that the GAO finds Biden guilty for stopping the additional funding of the construction of the border wall, too. We need to impeach this disgusting
excuse. He needs to be impeached immediately. And not only that, we need to impeach also Biden. And then he's assigned a Harrisite to actually manage the border stuff.
Yeah, get rid of Harry ass, too.
And she laughed so hard, I thought she's going to freaking get a rupture of an organ internally.
Well, that would be wonderful if it happened on camera.
I heard her laughing, thinking, you're going to get an injury from that kind of laugh. And here Americans are now, how many people are going to lose their son or their daughter or whatever from drug addiction or violent crimes in these cities?
We don't know. It's an unknown number.
Well,
but I
can tell you right now,
it's going to increase.
Here's my solution. Number one, everybody should have middle school training and prosecute. Number two, our military, including the military of these states like Texas and so on, instead of your National Guard being guarding Washington, D.C., send them down to El Salvador and Nicaragua and so on, kill the shit out of these drug cartels, cut them off, and then the people in those states donate farm equipment you don't need and send it down to those places so they can grow their own food and take care of their own families and have a decent living. Stop this BS about they don't have they have to come up here. No, they maintain this because it maintains the control that the deep state wants with the drug cartels and the illegal money, right? Angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
NutriMedical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C+, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay...
Play a bit. I'll play it after you're gone here, okay? Maybe the next hour. So, Josh, you know, people want to make it really complicated. When we have 275 people move worldwide and 45 million in Central South America want to move to America, blowing America up population-wise with people that are undereducated that are basically going to become part of the slave state. Remember, the big donors to the Demon Radic Party, they want slaves. They don't want human beings to get an education. You remember, these people potentially, if they have a proper education, can become anybody. Doctors, lawyers, whatever, technicians, building stuff. And the whole world's moving toward a technical thing where more and more we're going to see robotic factories, even warriors. In the future, you won't see, a battlefield where a guy has to go and get his legs or arms blown off. And even when we send him into battle, the idiot people who are contracting didn't put on a plate. Depleted uranium plates in the bottom of these armored personnel carriers are level 3 bottom armor, so they send them over to level 1. Unless the family knew otherwise, because I've talked to vets over the last 30 years, I would personally help them so they can get level 3 body armor so they go into the battlefield they won't get their arm or leg blown off. You know, the solutions are so straightforward, and they try to act like it's impossible, don't they?
They do, and here's the other part of this. Thank God, and this may sound racist, but thank God our country doesn't back up directly to a Muslim nation, because if it did, they would do this the same exact way, and we would be flooded with Muslims just as bad as we are being flooded with people from Central America. It's just the fact that we back up to Mexico. And so if you had to have your choice or your pick, I think I would take the Central American folks over the people from the Middle East.
But there are some people from the Middle East coming here.
What I'm saying is we shouldn't have to do either. We should have armed National Guard troops on the border, the entire border. And then I would put, like, I don't know, alligators or sharks or, you know, something in the waters in the Rio Grande so they know never to even think of trying to cross it. Never mind the fact that the currents are so strong that 307 people have drowned trying to cross it since 1999. I would make it uncrossable because I would fill it with alligators and other creatures that you don't even need to do that.
What I would do is I'd have what's called a drone force. In other words, you put a wire up to the sky, and about half a mile or mile high, you have a drone that can see hundreds of miles, and anybody can't come walking even from distance away. And you move drones in there to hit them, and they get in with a non-lethal weapon and grab their carcass and chuck them back over the border. The problem is they want to make it like it's impossible. You need a wall that's not just a physical wall. You want a cybernetic wall. You want an info wall. The biggest problem we have now is immigration. We've got zillions of these immigrants from China, and over here stealing our technology and going back to China. They're basically Chinese agents. And we've got 12 million Muslims in America right now. And they did a survey about 5 years ago, and they found that 40 to 50% of them, if they were ordered by the imam, even here in America, they would shoot fellow Americans even though they're going to the same school or university. You have to understand some of the cultural things, like even how they abuse their own daughters and say they're going to do these certain things. If they do certain things, they're going to do certain things with them and kill them or sacrifice them. Some of these cultures don't always mix oil and water. And you can't take people from a drug cartel culture where the only way to get advanced is that they're going to send you up to be a member of MS-13 and work with a drug cartel in, say, Chicago. And they send the money back to their family, and it maintains this thing generation after generation of people that are sucked into this vortex, even if the people in another circumstance would be nice farmers in Central America sending goods to Canada and elsewhere. Instead, they become a drug cartel swamp rat working for the cartels that are ultimately sending money to the CIA and NSA so they can sit in their fancy lounges in their hotels in New York and San Francisco because they're government agents that actually have dual roles and have got foreign bank accounts. That's what's going on here, isn't it?
Think about it. These drug cartels can operate financially because of our government, our CIA, our drug enforcement agencies, border, all of those. I'm talking the very high, high ups. I'm not talking about the grunts on the ground that are doing a decent job.
The high ups,
I'm talking about the high, high ups. They're getting paid. They want these drug cartels to continue pouring in these drugs into this country because it's making them more wealthy. And for anyone that doesn't think that our government is part of the drug cartel, then they're not paying attention.
Well, I found that out the hard way. In fact, even so with the organ thing, I was sitting, listen to this now. I was sitting in my office in Georgia back in 1987, and I went back to my office in the morning. I said, oh, my God, there's a honey ham and all kinds of treats and everything laid out for me. It was really expensive wines and caviar and everything. What the hell is this for? And the cardiologist put it there. I said, well, he wanted me, because I worked in the trauma and the burn unit, to declare people dead so they can whip their organs out of them and send them to a facility in Emory. And he said, oh, yeah. He said, we bring in organs from China, from the Chinese PLA. We bring in organs from elsewhere where they'll pay $7,000 in, say, India for a kidney from a kid in kidney so they're going to get a computer, a laptop, or go to school. People don't realize what's going on. It's not just the drug cartel. It's the human trade in organs. It's the baby body part trade with, say, the Planned on Parenthood. You know, here in America, supported by Kamala Harris, one of the most vile people on earth. I mean, people need to start grasping what's going on here, don't they?
Yeah. People need to ask what came about when they approved NAFTA. People today still don't know what NAFTA is all about. It's a supranational government that has taken away
China's
autonomy, and a lot of these policies are going on because of it.
Well, the same thing with the International Monetary Fund, for example. One of the things that Trump, and I know, had talked about even before he got elected was the idea of a new financial system that would get away from IMF. If he comes back, one of the first things he has to do is dissect our economy away from the IMF and the control of these snake people running it, because the snake people that run the IMF are the same ones that run the drug cartel and want to keep our population like this, and are even toward the idea of population reduction. They're the same snake people that want to put a vaccine out that are going to reduce the population and sterilize us. They're not a different group of people. They're the same ones. Right?
Exactly.
I call it, instead of NAFTA, I call it NASTY. The NASTY. And look at the multilateral agreement that Barack Obama tried to put in, you know, the Pacific Transnational Trade Agreement he had. Thank God when Trump came in, he put the stop to that. I mean, we need Trump back, but Trump needs also to listen, because Trump has three defects. He trusts his relatives, like his son-in-law. He shouldn't. He trusts fellow Republicans who are backstabbing or screwing with him, and he's a bit of a carnival barker. If you massage his ego, he'll do stuff even that his otherwise common sense wouldn't allow him to do. Like, if I was able to talk to him when he was pushing out these vaccines, and they're basically, I call, chemo shots, I'd say, hey, why don't we test all the seniors for their level of vitamin D, antioxidants, and et cetera, and we'll protect the seniors in the homes rather than shutting down the freaking economy. Right?
Exactly.
I mean, the churches protested shutting down the economy back in 1917-18, and when the churches threatened the government caved and said, yeah, we're not going to shut it down. And by the way, this is a more lethal infection than the current one, and they didn't shut the economy down, did they? What do you think, John?
This is, if you're referring to COVID, it's the least lethal pandemic we've ever had in the history of recorded
right.
history, not just the United States, in the entire world. It's 0.003% death rate, and that's if you go by the 2.7 million that supposedly died. I think it's probably more maybe 700,000.
Yeah, well, what I've heard, actually, the numbers are a fraction of that. In other words, you have a motorcycle accident, you're bleeding, but their positive fake bullshit test is positive. So even though you're bleeding to death and had a brain injury from a car motorcycle accident, you died of COVID. I've heard this actually from the ICU doctors who contacted me. Even the treatment's inappropriate. If someone's got a vasculitis caused by hyperhydroxy radical, you don't put them in a ventilator. You put them in a hyperbaric oxygen chamber with ozone, and you do other things like intravenous IVs and vitamin C. I had one guy contact me back in 2009, and they were listening to my show talking about this, and he was a smart guy, and he was dying of H1N1 flu in New Zealand, and he got his family and the lawyers to commit a threat in the hospital that we're going to give him IV vitamin C, because they're ready to put the guy in the morgue. They figured the next day he'd be dead. He actually got his lawyer to set up the IV vitamin C with a doctor there in the hospital, and the next day he went home. Just IV vitamin C. Didn't get anything else, no other medications or drugs, just vitamin C. Didn't die.
Crazy.
Isn't that crazy,
Pat? I gotta go. I got a call coming in, and I gotta run.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Listen, give me some time. Do an interview with me. I'll make your life wonderful, and I'll answer a lot of questions and expand it way beyond Dr. Mahde and Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and all those other ones. I'll take it to the deal limits. The outer limits of the universe, with your brilliance and mine together, it'll be a starburst of truth. We'll be back in a minute here with hour number three coming up, and we're going to have some interesting stuff here.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
One capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Strength, because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill, MD, discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
COVID-19 coronavirus is a serious worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, Nutrisilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power-C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.